It would seem Shane Page is well qualified to design a bike seat. He rides bikes long distances, and he's a physical therapist. First, we walk to the red bike station at 14th and Elm to see what's exactly wrong with the way a regular bike seat fits our body. He points out it's a hump that pushes into the rider.
It kind of creates a little bit of a pressure point through there. So when you look at the seat itself, it's also mounted in either a straight position or it's even tilted up a little bit. So when we talk about the structures that supply our anatomy, if you were to lean forward, you instantly compress right against that, which shuts down that neurovascular tissue and causes the pain.
This seat design was first patented over 100 years ago, and Page doesn't exactly know why it was designed that way. Page reworked it after a patient at his physical therapy practice challenged him to find a seat that was anatomical and more accepting of our anatomy instead of pressing against it. Page also asked people about it.
My favorite response was, the bike seat's been the way it has been forever. Why fix it? Well, I told him it was broken and they didn't necessarily agree with me, but
he did find two people who did, and now they're his partners in the physio saddle. It won a $25,000 prize from the University of Dayton that was matched by the Dayton Entrepreneurs Center. Page competed against hundreds of teams that pitched ideas, including some from Vietnam and China. Here's the shape of the seat.
It's round, but in the opposite direction of what you would typically see in a bike seat.
Reminding people of more of a saddle on a horse. This one is made out of carbon fiber.
We designed the seat with four specifically placed concavities or indentations that actually accept our anatomy versus pressing into it. And that acceptance allows that neurovascular tissue to run unimpeded. And then you don't get the pain that travels up into our male and female anatomy areas.
Imagine his surprise when doing patent research and discovering no one has ever come up with the idea and patented it. His company, Edge Cycle Technologies, is on its second prototype and is under the gun to have a finished product by June.
We have a retired Marine who's riding in a race called Race Across America, or RAM, and he wants to ride it across the country. So we have to have it to him by June. So that's the plan.
A wide variety of riders are testing the physio saddle, from mountain bikers to road riders to people in spinning classes to everyday riders. Page says the feedback is good.
In regards to the pain and pressure relief of a normal saddle, there is nothing that compares to it.
For racers, the bike seat and the rails are carbon fiber, costing about $300. One with titanium rails goes for close to $200. There will be a cheaper seat made of plastic for everyday riders. You can see a picture of the seat on our website at WVXU.org. Page says the seat will be manufactured in Centerville. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.